It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
G3 doesn't even get a solid result.
He does not.
Man.
2011, Cam Newton, home run, they say.
Okay.
Jake Locker, Blaine Gabbert, Christian Ponder. Again, these are all first-round drafted quarterbacks. Miss, miss, miss.
But still in life, we give Christian Ponder a home run, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
The 2010, Sam Bradford, Tim Tebow. Sam Bradford got a mixed result.
All right, we're going to get back to the rest of that. I'm really fascinated.
Yeah,
tough
we'll
grading there. Right now, brought to you by National Car Rental. It is Bruce Bochy, your Texas Rangers manager. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
We're doing very well. Very excited to get the season started and get to talk with you once again. I know that it's kind of common sense, but I'm hoping you can walk us through some of the nitty-gritty of it. How much does it stress your bullpen early when you don't have a day off and obviously you've had a couple of short starts?
Yeah, it does stretch it out a little bit. In fact, there wasn't a lot of strategy involved in the bullpen yesterday. We really had two guys that we could use, Church and Garabito. So that kind of limits the moves you can make when most of you guys have thrown, your guys have thrown three out of four games. But you know what? We got through it. Garabito, yeah, he gave up some runs, but he did. But we need from a long guy. That's give us innings. Church, same way. We're sitting okay today. We have six guys who are available. But to your point, you know, I never was big on having a day off after that first game. But,
yeah,
you know, the way you're lining up your starters for the season, you are kind of slow playing them today and where they can't go too deep in the game. And so it does get stretched out not having that day off.
Bochy, I don't know if this is fair, especially this early, as far as a question goes, this early in the season, this early in his career, but is Rocker, is he not quite ready for the consistency needed at this level yet?
Well, you know, in fairness to him, yeah, he's missed some time. I think, you know, that is always going to come up, whether he's ready or not. You know, he came in spring training, he wasn't he was behind a little bit. He got a little bit better as it went. And I said with he and Leiter, we're still going to have growing pains with him. And you know, hopefully he learns from yesterday on his pitch selection, holding the runners. These are things that he'll get better at with experience. So when you lose two starters, you know, we had to push guys a little bit, and he's a guy that came up last year and threw the ball fairly well. So I'm not going to say he's not ready. Was that a good game? No, but I think it will get better with him. The stuff that he has, there's no reason why he's not ready to be a good major league starter that can help us win on a consistent basis. So that's up to us to get him better in all those areas, and we're working at it. And so, I don't go one start. That's his first start. Yeah, a little bump in the road, but next start, hey, we may be seeing something different. He goes five or six quality innings.
Yeah, and that's my hope as well. Now, I'm glad you mentioned Leiter in that part of the conversation too, because I think we all walked away from Friday night going, man, we feel really confident. But the next start, this is now his turn to see how he does the next time, and then the next time, and the next time, and how important is that to continue? Because like Kevin and I, we did weekend radio. And then we got on every day and we were like, oh, we have to do this every day. And it kind of changes your approach and all those things.
Yeah. Well, with Jack, you're hoping that that start actually jumpstarts him to being a consistent major league starter, which there's no reason why he's not going to be that. We know he's going to be that. So we'll see how it goes tomorrow. But I just love new pitches that he has. I'm talking about the two-seamer, the change-up. I think that's going to help him out. He's holding runners well. He does all the little things you like. He can fill his position. More importantly, he's throwing more strikes now, more quality strikes. Now, what has to happen is do that on a consistent basis, and that's what determines whether they be able to stay in the rotation, performance-based, as you well know. You know, we're not going to have Brad or Gray for a while. Well, we do have Corbin down there throwing, so we have to make adjustments. Yeah, we'll do it. But meanwhile, we need these kids to help us. And, one had a good start, the other one had a bump. But I really think that, you know, when it's all said and done, we're looking at two really good pitchers.
Obviously, we're talking about a significantly longer time frame with Gray when you mentioned that, since he's on the 60-day IL. Are there any more updates or any kind of time frame for Cody Bradford? Because obviously fans are anxious to see him too.
No, he's probably going to throw here. I think it's about 10 days now, maybe soft, start throwing easy. But it's going to be, it's going to be a long rehab. We can't push this. So it's going to be a gradual thing. I'm talking 4 weeks probably in that area before he even probably gets on the mound and starts, throwing the hitters. That's without talking to our trainer the last couple of days about him. So he could be even in a possible 60-day. That's how close it is and whether he'll be ready when the injury happens. So, but the good news is he is doing well, and that's what we're excited about. So we can't really think about him right now because it's going to be a while before he's back.
Okay, and I don't want to belabor the point. I promise I'll move on after this. Can you tell us anything more about what happened to him? Because we just heard, like, the scans came back clean. Okay, great. Hopefully no Tommy John. But, like, obviously it's a long process and a bigger injury.
Well, anytime you get in that, around the elbow area, the forearm, there's always a little concern there. And you have to slow play this thing. He's had a strain there, and it's really important that you rehab in a proper way. So we're not looking at a possible surgery, and so there's no point in trying to rush this thing and risking losing him. So he felt it throwing the curveball. Felt like he's having to grip it tighter, and consequently it did affect his forearm area, and that's why we're slow playing this thing.
Yeah.
That's what every club will do with a pitcher like this.
Coach, I was very interested to see how Adolis would step to the plate, because I know he kind of worked on shortening the swing a little bit, and then he went kind of back to what he typically does, and then he gets up there and now he's just crushing again, and that's awesome to see. And then, you know, I love when he points over at you guys in the dugout after he hits a bomb too. Is there, what is the thing that kind of worked for him? Was it just kind of getting away from what he did and then refining himself? What are you seeing there?
You know, I think more than anything, combining, you know, his adjustment that he made this winter, shortening up the swing, trying to help his ability.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
He not only laid out the high pitch, but, you know, to handle that upper rail fastball by being a little quicker to it, cut back to strikeouts, maybe cut back some chasing. Yeah, he probably overdid a little bit and took away from what we want him to do, and that's some slugging. And so, anyway, he made the adjustment. I thought, when he got a little bit of time off there in spring training, I think he looked at some things and made that adjustment. And so now he's got them both working. And now we got the player that we saw in 2023, a guy that's under control, has good balance up there, and is laying out pitches. But, he's looking to do damage on them. When he first started spring training, he was in a contact mode, and that's not the Garcia that we wanted or want. But, to his credit, though, he did make that adjustment. So I think the first adjustment helped the second.
Do you have a list of players on your team that you think need a torpedo bat?
That's going to be a big topic here, especially with their guy using one, having a big day yesterday for the Reds. And so, I think every club's going to be looking at it. And we are, I can tell you that. And I'm sure there's going to be some bats in here. Peterson, he had one in spring training. I have kidded with a couple players about, hey, it's going to be perfect for you. Just having fun with it, where you can move the sweet spot. But, we're not clicking. I get that we're not, and it's early. These guys will get the bats going. So, as far as this bat, though, it's going to be interesting what happens here with this club. Who wants to try it? Who wants to use it? Because of what's happening in the game. When a team has success, I don't care if it's with the bats. It could be a pitching adjustment, something. Other teams are going to try it. Other players are going to try it. I'm sure we will.
From a logistical standpoint, because I'm just fascinated by the day in, day out work that goes on into this. Do you guys just order a ton of these bats so everyone can try one out? Is that a player by player? I need to order my own new bats. How does that work if you guys are checking them out?
Yeah, they order the time they want, the weight and everything. That's really how it's done. Like I said, Peterson, he's got, a couple here, a couple of those bats. And so, guys, I don't know who has interest, and in ordering them. It was a topic yesterday, but my guess is there's going to be quite a few players that bring them in our club. I can promise you. You know, we're looking at the data, and they will be here, guys. So we'll have that available. It's just like anything that comes in. New in baseball, this traject machine, it's a machine that can simulate what the pitcher you're facing is throwing that night. Now, we have one here. We had one in spring training. A lot of clubs have them. It's just, you know, we want to be up on everything. We want to have all the resources possible for these players to help them become the best player that they can be, including these bats.
I think we can all understand how a bat could make a difference. I'm curious, in your playing career, was there ever someone in the clubhouse that was having success because, like, they did their socks differently or wore their hat differently? And you're like, I'll try anything to roll like that guy.
Well, I don't know, you know, going, you know, to that degree as far as socks or anything. But I will say, I know when I came up, Bob Watson, who was a first baseman, he taught me into using this 36-inch, 36-ounce bat. It's a huge bat. He said, all you got to do is catch it out front with it. And so, you know, that got contagious with the ball club. A lot of guys were using it. But that's just an example, you know, where, you know, somebody has success doing something and it works for them. You're going to try it. And obviously, I couldn't hit like Bob Watson, and I went back to my 35-33. But hey, I tried it, and I loved it at first. But it's a pretty heavy bat to get around when somebody's throwing 97, 98 miles an hour.
Heck yeah, it is. Now, Jake Berger, I think we all expected, you know, he's gonna come in, he's gonna provide some pop to this thing. But that dude's a cat over at first base, man. I did not expect that kind of some of the plays that he's made have been really nice.
Oh, I'm not surprised. You know, we talked about going in spring training, how nice it was for Jake. We're talking about just to concentrate at first base, where he was playing third, playing some first, even a little bit of second base. But his total focus was getting better defensively at first base. And Ragsdale worked with him every day. And, you know, he runs better than you think. He's quicker than you think. He has a good arm over there. There's no reason why this guy can't be one of the better first basemen in the game. And he's already made some nice picks over there, some nice plays. So he's going to be just fine there. I thought it was big for him to hit that home run. I think he's been putting a little pressure on himself, being the new guy over here. And so to get that out of the way, I think you know, probably did take, you know, some pressure off him.
Hopefully it'll be a short-term deal, but can you tell us anything about what you tell to somebody like Josh Jung, who clearly wants it a lot, but it just seems like he cannot catch a break on the injury front?
Yeah, I called him yesterday to see how he's doing, and he's doing great. We expect him to come off the DL, or IL, you have to call it now, when he's ready. So last thing going in with, you know, to think this is going to be going on the rest of his career. It was a setback. He is young. He's been on the IL a lot. But we think this is something that will clear up. We'll get this out of the way, and knock on wood, we won't be talking about this the rest of the season.
And then the last thing I was curious about, I know the fan base feels that today is a Nate Eovaldi day. What's that feeling in the clubhouse when you're like, oh, yeah, we got Nate going today?
It's always good to have Nate going, or one of your guys, Nate or DeGrom, players. They know that, well, for the most part, you know, we're going to have a chance to win the ball game. They're human. You get it. But, you know that they're going to give you everything they got and probably will 95% of the time, whatever. And, you know, they're going to keep you in the game, give you a chance to win. So, you know, this is a good club we're playing. They have a lot of speed. They can do some damage. They're a little different. They're trying to put the ball in play. We do have to adjust on our defense a little bit here. They got some hits to the right side. We're going to try to cover tonight to stop that. But as far as Nate, there's always a sense of confidence that goes throughout that clubhouse when he's on the mound.
Outstanding stuff as always. Really appreciate it. So glad we've got the opportunity to talk with you every week. Thank you very much, good sir.
Hi, guys. Always good talking with you. Thanks for having me on.
Go get Rangers boats.
There you go.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.